You're listening to the Dharma and Greg Initiative.
Hi, hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And welcome back to the Dharma and Greg Initiative. I am the Dharma, Nathan.
And I'm the Greg, Greg.
What's going on, babe?
Hi. The Golden Globes happened.
They sure did. Lots of things have happened. It has been a very fast year. We haven't recorded in a month, almost.
That's true, yeah.
We recorded last on December 13th. It is now today, January 11th, 2022. Damn. This is not like Xenon yet. When does Xenon happen?
Oh, tell me about it.
Can we get there? I'd rather go there. So, yeah, you...
That's a world without lobbyists is what that is.
Stop. I regret bringing it up now. Oh, my God. You brought up the Golden Globes.
Right. As if I didn't have
you feel strongly. You feel strongly about this topic.
I don't have anything else going on.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Who does? Everything I do is involved in a TV. So.
Oh, I saw Being the Ricardos.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
Yeah, how was it?
That was a bummer of a movie, let me tell you.
A bummer story or the acting was bad?
Oh, the acting was great.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I am surprised to hear that.
Really?
Ned's upset about it too. He hates Nicole Kidman. I'm just kidding.
No.
We love Nicole Kidman in this house. Famously, Michael has pointed out that my favorite trope of movie is Nicole Kidman in a wig with an accent finding something out.
Yeah.
And it is a thing. It is a genre.
It's a real... Yeah.
I like her. I don't want to watch the movie because I love Lucy. I watched a shit ton of it as a kid. And I don't think she's it for it. I'm happy to hear otherwise.
I think she makes a very good Lucille Ball.
Okay.
But that's who you're casting. You're not casting Lucy Ricardo. You're casting Lucille Ball. These are two different people.
Not the character.
Yeah.
The human.
Yeah.
So she does a good human Lucille Ball.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I'll check it out. I might as well. I don't typically go for the Oscar baity movies.
Sure.
I watch them later.
I
just watched Parasite this year. I loved it though.
I still haven't seen it.
It's very good.
I hear.
Very
okay,
good.
Well, I'll
easy
watch. I'll watch it before recording.
Easy watch.
Yeah, it was a bummer. It was just a downer of a movie, honestly.
Well, did it win any? Didn't she win?
Know.
Let's go. Let's talk about who won and who did not win, because I think that is interesting.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't broadcast this year. The CNN
yes.
article says that there are questions over lack of diversity, voting processes, and finances, which saw the awards being boycotted by celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a private event. Yeah.
So people still got together. They just didn't record it and broadcast it.
Yeah.
So there was, it didn't look like celebrities were there because all of their acceptance speeches were at home via Instagram Live.
I didn't see any of them. You did?
I saw like one or two.
Okay.
And that is enough for me.
Oh, this is what's happening.
I was like, oh, okay, this must be the norm. They must have just not done it at all. There's no ceremony. And you found out through Twitter because that's how I found out. So why shouldn't MJ Rodriguez?
Sure.
I don't know. That was who I saw, like, be like, oh my God, I'm at home and I just found out. Like, okay, great. Let's talk about some winners and losers, people. At the top, we have Best Motion Picture. Was The Power of the Dog, did you see that?
I didn't.
Okay, great. Let's move on. Best TV Series Drama, Succession. That makes sense. I kind
of
figured that was going to happen.
The extent of what I know about that is gift sets.
Michael loves it. Loves it, loves it, loves it. I sit through it with him. That's fine. And I'm surprised Squid Game did not win. That's crazy. That was,
yeah,
I feel like,
was...
way bigger. Whatever. Best director? Whatever. Actress in a motion picture drama.
Oh,
Nicole Kidman being the Ricardos. Okay, good
yeah.
for her. I
saw...
The gays were upset on the Twitter.
I'm sure they were because Lady Gaga didn't win.
And because Kristen Stewart. It was really a... pick your favorite.
Right.
Because all of these are
the only two
somebody.
Are Ricardo's and I just saw The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Did you like that?
I loved it.
Okay. I was going to watch
yeah,
it the other night, but
I'm
I was like.
Big Tammy Faye fan.
But I cried watching Encanto.
Oh.
And like for way too long. And I was like, I'm not watching anything else that might make me cry today.
My best friends showed me the song where it's the older sibling doing
all the heavy lifting, yeah.
And that's me.
I'm not a Lin-Manuel Miranda fan. I think he is I think it's so corny. He's so cheesy. But this movie is it, bitch. Mm-hmm. It is so fucking good. So fucking good. Okay. I think it won something as well. Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, West Side Story.
I saw that. Did you see it?
No.
It was great.
I don't give a shit about West Side Story.
Really?
Any of them.
Well, they're also, dark.
It's
not happy.
It exists. I get it. I don't need to sit through it.
Sure.
I'm good.
I saw it to experience
it. I know what it is.
Also, my friend ran out of the theater for his birthday, so,
That is so gay. Capital gay.
He's not even gay.
Check back. Check back on this friend. When you die, Gene, it will let you know.
Gene, are you listening? Gene, if you're listening.
Gene.
Wants to know if you're gay.
Call in.
Angie, if you're there, let us know as well.
This is gay behavior. It is. Raining out of theater for West Side Story? Baby.
If you do,
baby.
He's the most non-toxic.
I bet he does Rocky Horror, too, with no irony. Not a hint of irony in it.
He probably does, Gene. If you do Rocky Horror.
I'm not going to drag this person I do not know. Okay, best actress, musical or comedy, Rachel Zegler.
Yeah, that was great.
West Side Story.
Have you seen any of those? Did you see Cruella?
I did see Cruella. It was cute.
I haven't seen it yet, so
it was pretty cute. Yeah. I wouldn't watch it again, but if my nieces wanted to, I'd be like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. But it was fun. I liked it. Yeah. I didn't see any of the other ones yet. I will watch Don't Look Up. I haven't. I'm good for right now. I'm good for right now. I'll get there. TV. I did not finish Pose. I watched some of the first season.
Exactly.
It is sad. I don't need that.
It wasn't
that.
Even that. It was just.
And I'm not a. Murphy. Yeah, I have Ryan Murphy fatigue.
Oh, thank you.
That's fine.
Exactly.
We're allowed to say this. Best actor supporting role, Power of the Dog. That is a big movie this year. I forgot about Cody Smit McPhee. I think he was in Ender's Game. Tiny little thing.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Alien boy.
Yeah.
Little alien looking twink boy.
Okay.
I mean, he's like of age now. All men are my type. If you have a face, bring it. Best actor, Will Smith. Okay. Good for you. Okay, Dune, best original score. That makes sense. That shit was dope. I loved it. I think Michael and I watched it like three times. Watch the Golden Girls and Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you. Fucking weirdo. I'm just kidding. I cannot say anything. I consume media like a Katamari ball in that video, Katamari Damacy, the game. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Ned does. It's that's me.
That's just you.
When I get off work, I'm just like, I need everything.
You're just rolling. I know what you're watching too. You're watching Trixie and Katya.
Yeah.
You're watching Steven Universe.
Uh-huh.
And you're watching 30 Rock.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. To all three of those things.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's skim through this Golden Globes list. Is there anything interesting?
Best original song, No Time to Die. I don't think it was that good.
I don't give a shit.
Best actor, Tick, Tick, Boom. Oh, I need to see it. I love Andrew Garfield.
I do too.
He is.
I do too. He's beautiful.
He wanted to make Spider-Man bi. Did you know that?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Basically, they fired him for that.
Sonny's just notoriously evil. Have you read the emails?
Of course.
They tried. They're 40. Speaking like they're 15. Just a couple thoughts with 30 thou. What if Spider-Man had like a secret Snapchat with parkour? These are real. That's verbatim.
That's
Michael and I quote them all the time. You gotta look them up. You gotta look them up.
Those aren't real words.
Yes, they are. Well, they're written. best TV series. This makes sense to me. Hacks. Fabulous.
Oh,
fabulous
it
show.
So fucking. If you haven't watched Hacks,
woo!
What are you doing with your time?
Woo, it's so good. Jean Smart Hacks, winner.
Smart, of course.
Best actress, makes sense to me. Kate Winslet, Mare Easttown, makes sense to me.
Woo-hoo.
I was sad Elizabeth Olsen. Not sad that she didn't win. I did not think she was going to win because it's Marvel and they're just not going to take it seriously.
No,
but love that they nominated her because she did deserve it.
Yes.
absolutely deserve that shit.
That was a great show.
Oh, it's so good.
And there's Paul Bettany.
Yeah.
Also nominated.
Yeah. Yes, good for him. Good for him. He did great work as well. Didn't see any of the other stuff.
Nope.
I'm scrolling through. Best Actor TV Series. Ted Lasso.
Yes.
Great. Great Makes show. Sense to me. I did see Only Murders in the Building. It was fucking funny.
I should finally watch that.
Fucking funny. Very good. And yeah. Best Motion Picture. Encanto. Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It was fucking just... Oh.
There's Squid Game with a Win.
That was great. Best Supporting Actor in a TV Role. Oh Young-soo, Squid Game. He was the old man.
Okay.
Deserves it.
Yeah.
Did you watch?
No.
Oh my god. Gregory. So good. Like.
Subs or dubs?
Duh. Subs.
Okay.
Always. Always.
Good answer.
Always. Sorry. The
shit's moving.
The extension cord decided it needed to be elsewhere. So it shifted itself.
And then best actress supporting role is West Side Story. So.
Ariana DeBose, she's going to be on SNL this weekend.
Oh, is she?
She's hosting.
Who's the musical guest?
It was a name I did not know.
Okay.
I'm old now, I think.
Me too.
I see these things and I'm like, is that a radio music? Is it?
I have the same reaction.
Whenever I go to my, like, I have Apple Music. Don't drag me.
No.
Whenever I go to browse on accident or like listen now and it brings up new music, I get scared and I get out of it real quick.
I
shut the app down and then I go back to my library where I'm safe listening to the same four songs for 6 months at a time and then switching it up.
In my Spotify Wrapped, the song that I listen to the most amount of times, I only listen to 29 times.
Oh,
not a lot.
No, mine was like, you listened to this song you downloaded 4 weeks ago 300 times. I was like, I know. I know. We're fine. It wasn't a sad song. It was a dancey song.
No, I totally get that.
It's 12th House by Kitty.
Yeah, I do the same shit.
Very good. Very good. Shout out to Kitty.
But not 300 times.
Okay, fuck the Golden Globes. They weren't even on TV this year. Why did we talk about it for so long? Some things that I have been watching outside of the Golden Globes, because we didn't watch it. Because you couldn't. Oh, I hope they never come back. It'd be fine. It's just like an online, like, accolade. Yeah. Oh, yay, look. It doesn't matter. Because it doesn't. It's not even part of the EGOT. It's not even the G in EGOT, is it?
Nope.
It's the Grammy.
That's the Grammy.
Bitch, get out of here. Search Party, Season 5, the final season, launched on, I believe, Friday.
Yeah.
I finished it by Saturday morning.
Yes, you did.
It was insane. Have you seen this show?
I have watched all of season one and three episodes from season two.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a downer that I couldn't get past it.
You gotta go.
So depressing.
I think season two was very strong. I think season three is stronger. Season four is a completely different show with the same characters. And season five is, again, a totally new show. It's fucking wild, and you'll never guess where it ends. Not ever, not once.
It is fucking fascinating.
It is. Great cast.
Yeah.
But it is over, and I'm sad. And if anyone wants to talk about it, please hit me up on Twitter. Because the only person that I know that's finished it are strangers on Reddit, and I don't want to talk to them.
I was finishing another period finally the other day.
Yes. The
third season.
Yes.
And what's his fuck? The blonde one from
Search John Party? Early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was a reporter.
He's so fucking funny.
Fucking
I love him.
Yeah.
I love him. His episode of The Characters on Netflix is very good. I highly recommend that.
Did you watch another period?
I've seen bits of it on YouTube. The best bits.
The best bits,
if you will. There I've seen those.
Bits, yes.
Not full episodes. I don't. Shows like that, I think, are just better in clips.
Sure.
Like the Kroll Show. I love Publicity. I could never watch a whole episode of Kroll Show. I just want to watch Publicity.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's me. Euphoria is back.
I heard.
Whoosh! Shit's popped off. Immediately. Is that good, huh? It's so fucking good.
Okay.
You don't have to have been wild in high school or even be in high school to appreciate the show. It has beautiful cinematography. The acting is insane. You would never guess that Zendaya could do that. The cast is perfect. The soundtrack I listen to constantly. It was on my like Apple wrap up of the year or whatever. And it's like 3 years old. And it's just beautiful. They're shooting this whole new season on film.
Oh.
That Kodak stopped making years ago. They had to go find, and they only have a little bit of it. So it's like, this is art. It is art.
Ooh,
it's very good.
I love that choice.
I love it. It's very good.
You don't like that choice, do you, Ned?
Ned gets sad because he...
Not a fan of traditional film, huh?
When he was a teenager, he just didn't get invited to anything, so he just can't relate to the show. And it's like, it's not my fault, nerd. Also,
when I was a teenager, I was building the places that people would come. Help start a venue twice.
I thought that was some Bible
no!
or a lyric of something, and I was like, am I supposed to get that?
No.
You really confused me.
No. I'm literally talking about, yeah.
Building venues.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
I was doing theater.
Sure.
Being gay. Working at the mall.
Oh.
I hit all the boxes. I checked them all. I was like, let me get obsessed with Britney. All right. Now she sucks and we love Gaga. All right. Now I work at Abercrombie. Okay. Now I work at Forever 21. Ooh, even gayer. Okay. Now I don't work and I dropped out of school so I can do community theater.
Oh,
there's no money in that. Okay. All right.
No, there never is.
Fun. I guess I'll become a server downtown and then you know where that goes. You know where that goes. Also, Righteous Gemstones is back.
Oh, it's back?
Yes. Okay. They dropped the first two episodes on Sunday.
I know what I watched when I go home.
I watched half of the first one Sunday night. I was very tired. I couldn't finish it, but it was so funny. I'm very happy it's back.
Oh,
I'm very, very happy. I love this show so much. I'm glad you watch as well. And that's anything new that's like not new to me, but new to like the earth right now. These are current shows that just happened. So I wanted to bring those up. Did you have anything?
Nope. All right. I covered mine.
Okay.
I watched a bummer movie.
Bummer movies.
Oh. And Eyes of Tammy Faye. That was great.
Hold on. I did actually start a letterbox so that I could keep track of what I've been watching. Movie-wise, because I forget. I did watch The Hunt. It is so good. I put it on as a joke because I was like, this looks stupid. Like, I've heard this is, like, really dumb. Let's just watch it and we'll turn it off. Watch the whole thing. Very fucking funny. I highly recommend it. I'm not going to say anything about it. Just watch it. Promising Young Woman. Bummer. But so good. So, so good. And Reno 911, The Search for QAnon.
Is that just amazing?
It was so dumb. I was so dumb. I'm pretty sure Niecy Nash wasn't in or wasn't on set for 90% of the movie because they just showed her back. Like, they just showed her back and her braids.
Right.
And she's never, like, when she's a speaking line, it's green screen. Pretty sure she was never there.
What?
But, like, it still works. It's so cheap and funny. Like, this movie, this franchise just came from Quibi.
Yeah, it did.
And it's, like, just... This is a crowdfunded movie. Well, no, it's Paramount Plus. Sorry.
Yeah.
But it looks crowdfunded. It looks so cheap. It's so fucking funny.
The
show's and
always looked cheap. So
no spoilers, but RuPaul is in it. And it makes no sense. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Damn. I think that was, yeah. It's my movie wrap up. Well, we have a couple minutes left until it forces us to take a break. Let's just take a break right now. All right, well, we'll be right back and we'll talk about Lost.
Lost.
Three, two, one, and we're back. Two.
Lost.
Oh.
Is that what the show's about?
We're supposed to talk about something. Was it the Golden Globes? No, we did that. Okay, yeah. We should probably talk about Lost. So, where are we? We are still in season one.
Still in season one. We have just watched three episodes.
Mm-hmm.
20 through 22 for the
yes.
season.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was mistaken and thought we had fewer episodes than this to watch before the finale. Mm-hmm. I thought we were just supposed to watch the finale. Like, that was what we were supposed to watch last night.
Yeah, no.
I was mistaken. We had three more backstory pieces with people we have already seen before. Love it, though. Still love it. All right, let's talk about episode 20. The title is Do No Harm. This is a Jack episode. Initial thoughts.
I did not care one fucking bit about the flashback.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's fine. That makes sense.
It didn't make any connection to me to the present.
I have a few jokes.
Good.
About it. Or it's some jokes and observations about the flashback.
Yeah.
Well, let's just cover the flashback.
Okay.
Jack's getting ready for his wedding. His best man is a hot ginger. And I think it's the scary ginger kid from Christmas Story, is it not?
I didn't look it up.
I was scared to know the answer. Because I was like, that guy's kind of hot.
Somebody look it up for us and tweet us.
But he didn't have yellow eyes. I'm not sure. No. I know who he is. He's from Freddy versus Jason. He's in that. Ooh. He's in that. Well, that's Jack's best friend, best man.
Yeah.
I think the same character was in the flashback with Jack as a kid getting his ass whooped.
Oh.
When he got like a black eye. Right. I think that's the kid he was fighting for. So they've been friends the whole time. How cute.
Aww.
Oh my God. We finally. Is this the first time we meet Sarah?
Jack's wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Julie Bowen from Modern Family. And all I wrote was, who lost the push-up contest against Julie Bowen for this role? From 30 Rock, another 30 Rock joke, obviously. I don't want to lose a push-up contest to Julie Bowen just so I can be Kevin James's mean wife. But this time she gets to be Matthew Fox's nice former paraplegic wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. She seems sweet, I guess. Her name's Sarah. Jack fixed her. And they're about to get married. I think they're. I don't know where they are. They're on location. It's the destination wedding.
It looks like fucking Hawaii.
I know. Great. Destination wedding.
White people in Hawaii.
Boo. Don't do that. It's awful. And Jack's nervous because he can't write his vows, basically.
And his dad shows up.
And his dad shows up late at night when Jack.
He's like, well, you're a hammered. Doctor, not a writer. And I was like, Star Trek reference.
I knew you'd get that. I almost wrote something, bitch, on my little trivia part. I almost wrote that. I was like, no, he'll pick that up. I don't have to. If I try to explain it, I'll look like an idiot. I couldn't even say nerd because you would have out-nerded me on it.
You're welcome.
Yes, no, thank you. It was not worth my embarrassment. You'll get more. You'll get more. Don't worry. Christian Shepherd finally shows up. I have to say his whole name every time it pops up. I'm so sorry. Finally shows up, and he's kind of likable for a minute, but, sure. Like, not really. He's trying to be a good dad. I don't know. I didn't write any more notes about the flashback because it just does not matter. They get married. Yay. But on the island? Bitch.
Holy shit.
It picks up immediately where we left off.
Jack is straight at MacGyvering.
Oh. He MacGyvered a body. He did.
It's incredible. What this man's capable of.
Boone is now the, like, $23 machine man. Whatever, million-dollar man, but, like, $23 in supplies.
$6 million, by the way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that how much it takes to build a man that looks like shit? Can't run. I didn't watch it. I don't know.
There's a spring effect, you know.
Yeah. I'm familiar with noises. I've watched a TV before. I get it. But it does pick up with Boone.
It's very stressful.
Boone's wrecked.
Yeah.
Jack's doing everything he can. He, like, oh my God, he stabs his, like, lung so he can breathe. And, you know, does the thing out the side. And I'm just like, how are you going to fix him afterwards? Like, you have no supplies. You can't even.
There's nothing, yeah.
You're asking Kate to help you. That's how dire it is. You think it's going to get better later? You're going to find more things?
Okay. Can we just talk about Sun, though, who is a secret badass?
How is she a nurse?
Oh,
when did that happen?
What?
All these people with their
apparently, Sun is the most confident person on the island.
When she is level-headed, she is cool, she's calm, she's collected. She's also a registered nurse, apparently. She was like, I'll set his leg. How do you know how to do that? How? And also, can we talk about Boone's leg?
Oh, it's so gross.
I wrote Barf City in all caps.
He's like, oh, the leg's broken. And it's so sad. It's so fucking sad that the leg is crushed and not broken. Because
it
Jack,
is.
Oh. Ooh.
Jack was so pissed. Ooh. So mad.
I was mad too.
They, you know, he's working off of false instructions or implications. I don't know.
Claire.
Oh my God.
Is giving birth.
So we're having, baby. Yes, jungle baby. Oh my, did I write that too? You idiot. No, I said Claire's having a Lamaze class in the jungle. She's in labor. A baby. And then I wrote, oh shit, island blood transfusion and jungle baby.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Wow. I can just imagine the old ABC promo of like, next week on Lost, the island blood transfusion plus a baby.
A baby. Nice I actually, intro. In the middle of this, literally wrote, the flashbacks aren't as good as Island Time.
Island Time is it, this yeah. episode. It is where we want to be. I do not give a shit about Jack's wedding. It looked so boring. He probably got so drunk by the first, like, two dances that he disappeared in a closet somewhere. His dad is in the pool, fully tuxed. Where was his mother?
Crying in the hotel room.
That was actually something I wrote on my my other notes after I got to work today. I was like, I have time. I'm going to think about some more things. Where was his mom? He was so worried about his dad being there. Where the fuck was she?
Bonkers.
Whatever. Whatever.
Okay, so then sorry. I wrote, call the midwife. It's Kate.
Kate no, is a midwife
she's
now.
She's not about
add
to
that,
do this.
Add that to her list.
She's not excited about this at all.
She knows exactly how to... Well, we do have to mention a Kate fuck-up from mm-hmm. earlier. Mm-hmm. When she is running back from the beach with all of the liquor she got from Sawyer, which...
Yeah.
Did you notice how quickly Sawyer was like, okay, I'll help.
Yeah.
No fight back this time. He was just like, oh, what's going on? Okay. Development. Growth.
Growth.
when she has the backpack on and she's running back and she breaks all of them, she falls and eats shit and breaks all of them. I have a note. It says, you can tell she mumbles fuck under her breath. And you can. You can see her, like, mouth. Oh, it's so satisfying. I'm so sorry. I keep hitting you with my notebook.
No, it's dog hair.
Oh. Well, baby. It's everywhere. You got a big storm coming. It's more dog hair. So, yeah, Kate is helping assist in the birth. Charlie got instructions from Jack. Because Jack is giving his blood to Boone.
To Boone. That's the thing that's happening.
God, so stressful. Everyone looks so sweaty and awful. What a night.
So
what a night. This seems like it would be like the, not the season finale, but the penultimate episode.
Right?
This seems like a, oh shit.
Yeah, and yet it's not.
People are going to die, maybe. And a baby. Okay, what are we talking about? Oh, the blood is swelling in Boone's leg. It's disgusting. I'm glad they show it, but it was like,
it was
yikes.
Yeah.
But such good prosthetic work. Oh my God. I aspire.
Right?
That's my dream, is to do gross prosthetic work.
Ooh, yeah. You can do that.
I have the eye for it. Mm-hmm. I have the eye for it, I think. I look in a mirror every day and say, okay, I'm going to work with that. They're going to chop Boone's leg off.
That's insane.
In the dead of the night. Where did this thing come from?
Yeah,
this sheltered...
How
armored is it part of it must be part of
the plane. Yeah, but
they drug it to the caves.
Okay, this is just over.
I missed that. I just missed that.
This is the first thing in the line in the list of you're acting like we're supposed to know about this.
Right.
We interrupt that segment where we were talking about Boone's leg and Jack's episode. Here's what happened.
Yeah, so we recorded a whole, you know, a whole ending to that, and then also talked about Saeed's episode, and then the internet ate it.
Dumped it out, destroyed it. It is now back to the internet in this form. It's been reincarnated as a new segment that we have to re-record a couple days later. But thank God that worked out. It just worked out today, didn't it?
It sure did.
We just got back from going to see the new Scream movie. I'm not ready to talk about it right now.
Me either. Yeah, we're going to refrain.
Yes, 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 yes. We'll get there eventually. But we do want to finish Jack's episode, and we obviously have to cover Saeed's episode. Yeah. But the Kate part of the segment from the original recording is fine. It's still there. So this is a time travel episode again. Mm-hmm. We're doing it. Mm-hmm. Weird. I wish I could, like, vocalize the Doctor Who theme, but that's too much.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I should have brought something to play it on.
A theremin. I'll go grab mine. It's in the car.
Not that good.
Mine's in the car.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so before we got rudely interrupted by Miss Internet, we were talking about Boone's gross-ass leg and how great it looks, mm-hmm. and we just want to finish Jack's stuff real quick. The only other things I, Nathan, Dharma, wanted to say were that Boone is hotter the closer he gets to death. Just wanted to put that out there into the world in case he's listening.
So I can kill him.
I wonder what he looks like now.
He looks fine now.
Okay.
He still has rosacea, so he's beautiful.
Oh.
Jack ends up not cutting off Boone's leg because Boone wants to die on his own time.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Poetic. Claire has her baby. It is, for some shots, looks like a real, like, maybe 2 week old baby. But then it goes back.
It looks
to
like an alien.
Alien puppet.
Like all newborns.
Alien puppet. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very Circle of Life, too. I mean, he dies when the baby is being born.
In my notes, I have an infinity symbol drawn because beautiful. Oh. Tears. It's also like two teardrops.
Oh, you just came up with that, didn't you?
I sure did. I also wanted to mention the music on the beach whenever Claire is introducing the baby to the 35 new background
actors.
Who
are they?
Who are these people?
Where'd they come from?
Where did Shakira go?
I've seen none of these on the Passenger Manifest. Where's Hurley to keep track?
I don't know. This show is not doing a good job of keeping track of the people on the island or Hurley. And Hurley's in the billing. So, like, what's that
Where
about?
Is he?
We get one episode with Hurley this whole season. The whole time. The whole time?
I know.
Sorry. The music is beautiful.
It really is.
I had never had a bad note about the music on the show. Ever. Not ever. Not once. What was your joke about Academy Awards going to?
Oh, yeah. You know, Saeed and Shannon have their night out. They might have fucked. They might not have. And they come back, and obviously the first thing that they learn is Jack tells Shanna that Boone is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible, just total downer. And she goes to see his body, and her whole face goes on a journey.
Yeah, she acts her ass off.
She goes through the five stages of grief.
You think so?
I think so.
Quickly?
Yeah.
Well, so good, because we don't have time to stretch that shit out.
For your consideration. We certainly don't have time to keep track of her asthma.
No, we don't. Oh my god, it'll never come back.
Never.
I did write feeling bad for Shannon for once.
Yeah,
like, I actually just sympathized and was like, damn, I mean, she was already pretty alone. Now she's very alone.
Yeah.
And she's about, her and Saeed are not as close as everyone thinks they are. And then Jack sets off to find Locke.
Yeah.
After the funeral.
Things have really been set in motion here.
Yeah.
Like, this is the episode for me. When I finished it, I thought to myself, okay, now I see why they had a 3-episode finale. Like, this is setting everything up and just, like, getting the ball rolling.
Yeah. It's amping some shit up.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I have a couple of trivia things, and then we can talk about Saeed's episode. This is, again, we're still talking about Do No Harm, episode 20. This is set on days 41 and 42, 42 being one of the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Other numbers that pop up, Mark says he'll be fine after 8 beers. Mark is Jack's best man.
Yep.
Sarah has a shirt with 2 4s on it, which 4 is a number and 8 is a number. Yep. So, ooh, spooky ookie. Not really. The numbers aren't spooky. I just like to act like they are. This is the first episode to feature.
Hurley thinks they're spooky.
Well,
so
he's
they're right
in and out of a certain place.
Yeah.
The first episode to feature a death of a main character.
Yeah. And that got me. Yeah.
He does get credited for the next episode as a corpse with no speaking lines, and probably got paid the same. Good for him.
They have to pay you more if you talk.
Did I mention when Kate falls and breaks the bottles? She mumbles fuck, and you can see it. I think I brought that up earlier.
Okay.
Great. As the Losties, the castaways, the Losties, look for Shannon, the scene flashes back to the wedding reception where Sarah gets up to speak, Sarah being Jack's new wife. She talks about her car accident. Fun fact about the car accident, it is the same accident that killed Shannon's father. More connections off island. In the background.
Hello.
Kind of like how Sawyer was in the background of a police scene with somebody. this you'll notice more and more of that. It's going to start bleeding together. It's very interesting. Ugh. And some nicknames that we get from Sawyer. He calls Jen Kato. Like, not great. And then he calls Claire Mamacita. Don't really know why.
Wait. He calls him Kato?
Uh-huh.
What does he call him, Sulu?
In a different episode.
No.
In Born to Run, in the last one, which we have already, the recording for that one is still fine. We already talk about how fucked up it is.
Yeah.
In the past. But this is going to be in the future. We will talk about how fucked up
I forgot about Kato. No, I really did.
Well, we didn't. I don't think I mentioned it the first time.
Okay, well, that's...
But he calls him Kato.
Wow.
And calls Claire Mamacita.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, thanks a lot.
I just... Ooh, Kato and Sulu? Yeah. Like, he's...
different times.
He's a shitty person, and I get they're trying to be like...
Yeah, they're painting him as shitty, and it works.
Yeah. I just felt like maybe after his little like, oh, you know, I did what Kate asked me and gave her all this alcohol.
People don't like me so much that they're willing to torture me anytime they want.
Yeah.
Maybe fall in line. I don't know.
Maybe get a... They made those glasses for him.
I know. Too nice.
He's still being a big old racist.
Now he can really see people's ethnicities and things that he can pick on them for. You know,
sure.
Like, he's like, oh, I noticed that you have a dead tooth. What's up, dead tooth? You know what I mean? He's not creative. He just watches a lot of TV. He's like me.
Is that your byline? Not very creative, but I watch a lot of TV.
Well, I do you feel like a con artist most of the time. I am creative. I am Southern and
Yeah.
I have some similarities with Sawyer. We're both gorgeous and have perfect jaws. If you don't know what I look like, just imagine what Sawyer looks like. That's what I look like. He stole the look from me.
I can vouch for that.
The laugh sells it. It really beefs it up. It beefs me up so much. Okay. I'm done with this episode.
Okay.
Jack episodes are notoriously just...
angsty?
Bland. Bland. And angsty. Ugh. Gross. Okay. Saeed's episode. Episode 21 is called The Greater Good. What do you have to say about this one?
When we recorded this before, you went away to get us more drinks. And I did the intro.
You sure did.
So Saeed, this is a Saeed episode, mm-hmm. if you haven't seen it, which you should. And the deal here is that he has been in a holding cell. This is obviously flashback. He's in a holding cell, and this black lady from the United States and this tall white guy from Australia basically say, you're going to go and infiltrate a terror cell because one of your buddies is there and they're planning something mm-hmm. and you need to go there and stop it. He's like, why the fuck would I do anything for you? They're like, oh, well, we know where the woman you love is.
She's alive and well, by the way.
Yeah.
And we know where she is. And if you do this, we'll tell you where she is. And if you don't, we'll get her.
Which I'm still unhappy about the fact that you got a black woman to deliver those threats from the United States.
They were trying to be progressive. They were just foreshadowing Kamala sitting on her own drones.
America's have top cop.
Have you seen that video of the two girls like they're like role playing as Kamala and Lori Lightfoot?
No.
And she's like, VP Harris, where are those checks you were going to send us? She's like, okay. Have you checked your mom's house? It's fucking hysterical. I will show you after this.
You know, and this is probably an unpopular take, but here it is. I don't like either of those women.
No.
Not because they're women. That sounded bad.
I have,
because
I'm
of their policies.
I'm not impressed with any politician that I have ever seen.
I have a friend who lives in Chicago, also named Greg, used to be a monk.
You have too many Greg friends.
I know.
Continue.
I know. And when her popularity nationally went up during the pandemic, because it was so easy to look better than Donald Trump with how you were handling the pandemic. And she got on there and said a bunch of nasty shit to Donald Trump, and everybody was like, yeah, sticking to him.
Which, slay,
yeah,
mama.
Obviously,
work,
sticking
hunty.
To him. And then I got to hear about like why Chicago progressives said, do not elect this woman, and it turns out they were right.
I'm just so blind to this pattern. I'm not blind. I'm just over.
I know. It's right.
Oh, yeah, we love them. Oh, no, they didn't do anything that we wanted them to do. but it's better than the other person. And that's just from both sides. Like, you could just argue that over and over again until we all run out of breath. And that is just what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, Saeed gets caught up in ABC's version of trying to be progressive. And it's like, we are delivering bad news, but a black woman did it. Isn't that so inspirational? You too can torture people.
You too.
And exploit them. Yeah. I don't know if we're the people to talk about this, but I'm allowed to have an opinion every once in a while.
I think we are. I watched a lot of 24 back in the day.
What the fuck does 24
have to do? It's like very, it's very post 9/11 pro torture television.
It's still television.
And like, it's fucked up.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with my qualifications.
Kamala Harris.
I'm just
okay. Okay. Yeah. I love that she says okay.
Okay. Where were those checks she promised? For $2,000 a month until the pandemic? No, 3 months after the pandemic was over?
Scenario one.
Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm. I love money. Give me more, please.
Yeah, they should literally just be giving everyone money right now. It's so easy to do.
I love when people are like, you can't just print more money. Okay.
You know what the crazy thing is,
though? It's not even real.
You know what the crazy thing is, though? The federal government is the only entity in the entire country that has the power to make more money. And because of that, the whole like modern economic theory on this is basically like deficits don't matter. It's literally numbers on a page.
Yeah.
Just fucking spend money. Just spend money on the things you need to spend money on.
Would you because be upset if you were in Hurley's situation and outside of the island you were like a multimillionaire and you're just like, well, a lot of good that's doing me right now.
What do you mean? What?
Hurley has like...
Yeah, he has millions of dollars.
Would you be upset if you were in his position if I was and on crashed the island? On an island, and you, but you knew like, damn, if I weren't here, I'd have a fuck ton of money. I'd be okay.
Yeah, not only that, but like, it sucks to be in that position because you have no access to your money, which could easily, you know...
Or what if...
Produce solutions?
What if you wanted a bunch of money, and then all of a sudden money didn't mean anything?
It already doesn't.
Well... Would you be excited to win the lottery?
yeah, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go on television.
No.
You can forget about that shit.
Oh, no. My husband's calling.
Your husband is calling.
I'll text him back in just a second. We're recording. We're on a roll. We're obviously on topic.
This is what they came here for.
I don't want to break it. I don't want to break the...
We are supposed to talk about Lost.
We just got to cover Saeed's shit real quick.
Listen here.
So you covered basically the flashback. He has to do this thing. He has to set up his friend.
Yeah.
Basically.
His friend's very conflicted.
Also gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous man playing
this. They tell Saeed that he has to convince his friend to go through with it. And so he does. So they get into the truck. They're about to go, like, deliver the bomb together. And, it's so sad because Saeed's like, okay, we're not going to do this and I'm going to call the authorities and I'm sorry I did this to you, but they know where the woman I love is and so I like had to do it. And then his friend calls him on his bullshit. He's like, you're so fucking selfish. And
he
you
is.
Put this...
Because his friend lost someone because of Saeed.
Exactly.
Oh, and it's just not fair.
Kills himself in the truck.
Straight domes. Ugh. And Saeed doesn't get really anything out of it.
But, as I said before, Saeed really deserves his own show.
I would watch it.
Yeah. Or a miniseries.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what that actor is doing. The last thing I saw him in was, I think he was in Sense8.
Oh, okay.
He popped up in that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see more of Naveen Andrews, I think his name is. Naveen.
Naveen.
Shout out to Naveen. Clip your nails, son.
Ooh.
Okay. Island-wise...
Island-wise.
We have the Boone Earl. It's sad. Jack has run off.
Yeah.
Kate's following him because she's a master tracker. So Kate's tracking Jack. He's tracking Locke.
Wait. Does Locke show up first?
Locke shows up at the Boone Earl.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Oh, don't forget to tell him about that music.
Oh, so, I keep saying Boone Earl because I thought it was clever. I thought I was like, funeral, Boone, then I looked at the soundtrack and the music that plays during Boone's funeral is called Boone Earl. And anytime Shannon does anything stupid, which is every scene she's in, it's called shenanigans. And just shout out to the soundtrack. Just get it. It's on every platform. It's really good. If you're ever in the mood to go for a hike, you can listen to
Boonerul is pretty tacky, though.
Boonerul's hilarious.
Okay.
These are not great characters, Greg. We have so many better people alive still.
It's still.
And they're not talking. They're in the background. They're better than Boone and Shannon.
So Locke shows up to the Boonerul.
He does. Covered in blood.
And he admits.
Covered in blood.
That, you know, well, he admits basically that something went wrong.
He half tells the truth.
Yeah. Goes off. Jack follows him.
Oof. No, Saeed goes with him to prove that the plane was actually there. And it is true, there was a plane. That is how Boone died, but he's leaving out crucial info.
Information.
Crucial info. So, well, what happens after that? Oh, yeah, by the way, Claire's baby aged a full 6 months overnight.
Surprise.
I love when that happens in TV. It's really fucking funny. Locke sits next to Shannon, covered in her brother's blood. Yikes. He tries to make it right, and she puts on a good act of like, yeah, it's fine. But really, she's planning on murdering him.
She's fucking pissed.
Later on, she tries to steal the guns from the Halliburton case, or whatever it's called. Still not sure how she knows where they are.
Yeah, when did she get that knowledge?
I have no idea.
But there is a scene in this episode where they keep talking like it's Hurley, Jack, Kate, and I think Sun, and maybe, I don't know, there's a few people, and they're all talking in a circle, and what keeps happening is somebody keeps saying something that someone in the circle doesn't know about. And I think the show is doing a little bit of like, yeah, there's a lot of secrets on this show.
There's gossip.
And now everybody knows them, so it doesn't matter how Shannon knows that the keys were, you know, it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't matter because no one is in the loop about everything, but everyone's in the loop about something.
Please keep that attitude for the rest of this because too many people are still like, well, what happened to the Shannons and Taylors? Like, they're still mad and think it has something to do with, like, the bigger picture.
It's when
it's just like, it's just a thing, babe. It's just a small thing that happened. It does not matter. Do not overthink it. Do not overthink it.
I would not.
It's science fiction.
I won't even spend 5 seconds sweating about where her inhalers are. It's television.
Well, they're empty.
Sorry about it.
Don't worry. She'll be fine.
Okay, so Saeed and Locke go and they see this plane, right? We get another moment of perfect deduction from Locke, where he holds a bag of drugs in a Mary statue and goes, best I can figure, they were smugglers. And then Saeed, also a detective, cuts it open, puts a little bit on his gums and goes, heroin. And I'm like, I knew.
Are you about to be fucked up for the rest of the day?
Both of these things. One, no one tell Charlie.
Oh my god. And the fact that they're in the statues.
I know. Isn't that cute?
That is just.
It's a nice touch.
It's salt in the wound.
It is. It is.
It's really good. It's very cute. Very smart.
It's very campy.
We also find out in that little scene between John, Locke, and Saeed that Locke is the one that knocked out Saeed when he
was going to
get the transmission.
I knew it. Fucking knew it.
Ooh, sorry. Sorry, everybody. I honestly thought it was Rousseau. Hold on.
Saeed knocked out Locke.
Yes.
On floor.
Yes.
Not Rousseau.
Not Rousseau.
There we are.
I thought it was Rousseau.
I told
the whole
you it was
time.
Locke.
I absolutely forgot that fact. And it makes sense now. I guess. I know it does, because if you go back and watch Rousseau's scene with Saeed, she's absolutely like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. Like, she's not. She wouldn't half lie. She's crazy. I don't know. I don't know. This episode's crazy. So, Shannon gets the guns to kill Locke.
Great.
She does eventually confront him and shoots him in, like, the shoulder or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's raining. It starts raining. It starts raining as she opens the gun case because she's sad.
Very dramatic.
And then let's not forget how throughout island time on this episode, you notice that because the language barrier is now gone, Sun is now a part of the core group.
She is. Mm-hmm. She has graduated to the cool kids table. Yes. She gets to eat lunch with them. Who are the cool kids right now? Jack, Kate,
Hurley,
Saeed. I would probably say Charlie. I mean, like, no, because they're not really including Charlie a lot.
No.
The core group would be Jack, Kate, Saeed. They're like the three that are constantly like, we have to do this. I'm only trusting you.
Yeah.
Sometimes John Locke is involved.
Yeah.
Sometimes they let Sawyer in. I think they always trust Hurley, but he does not want to do these things.
No. He's very... No.
That's why he's the best. That's why he's the smartest one. That's why he's my favorite character.
He's unbothered.
Absolutely unbothered. So, other like little island dramas are that the baby won't stop crying, and it only will calm down around Sawyer because it loves Sawyer's voice. And there's a cute couple scenes with him, like, just reading and talking to it, and the baby loves it, and the people who really dislike Sawyer have to just accept that, like, well, I won't get any peace if you don't read to my baby, even though I really hate you. Like, I get it. Sure.
It's a funny little contrived chain of events.
I think it's cute. They needed to humanize him a little bit. I think they attempted that when he was willing to help so easily with the liquor bottles and whatnot.
Yeah.
This time it was like, yeah, he reluctantly will help with the baby. I think you'll see more and more of him like getting better and better. Okay. He's growing. He's learning and he's changing. Because if you're not learning, you're not growing.
But Daddy, I love him.
And if you're not changing, you're nobody. I don't really... what else is there to say about this episode? We find out that Nadia has been in L.A. the whole time, and Saeed is currently in Australia. So
right.
That's why he's on the flight. And I have a little trivia.
We almost got a spit take from you, unfortunately, the last time we recorded when I made this joke.
About?
So, Shannon and Saeed break up at the end of this, right?
Right.
And... my joke was, wow, that relationship was shorter lived than JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. I wish I'd been drinking. I remember that.
You nearly choked on your mimosa.
That's so fucking funny.
I know.
So dark. And then we went into like, is this too dark?
No. It's not.
It's not.
I don't believe in such a thing.
Cartoons have been ragging on that family since... before I was out of school. Oh my God, so right. We're okay. Yeah, I think we're okay.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Cancel us. Come for me. So we don't have to cover Kate's episode again, thank God. But I have maybe two interesting things about this episode. I already mentioned that Ian Somerhalder was credited for playing a corpse. Good for him. I aspire. I would love to play a series long corpse. I just never decompose. That's my whole thing. And they're just like, what's up with this guy? And I get paid every episode.
I love it. Just goals.
Numbers. 815 appears on the window above a building that Saeed leaves. And then some nicknames. Aaron is called Turniphead by Charlie.
Yeah.
Which is cute. And Sawyer calls him Baby Huey, which is an old cartoon from like the 30s. And he calls Charlie Chucky.
Yeah.
The internet said it was it linked to Child's Play and Chucky the doll, and I was like, no, it wasn't that. It was just Charlie, Chucky. It's all part of that name.
Yeah, how would it?
Nickname culture. Who gets to decide what's what?
Who are the gatekeepers?
Because I have a nephew that was born last year whose name is Liam. My first name is William, and I hated it, so I've always just gone by Nathan. I didn't know I could have gone by Liam. And they didn't even name him William. They just skipped to Liam. I didn't know you could do that.
I never even thought of that.
I'm upset.
Oh my God.
Because I could have had so many options. Will never stuck. William. Yeah. Bill. Billy. I've tried literally every version. Nate. Nathan. Nathaniel. All of it.
Do you want to go by Liam now?
No.
Oh.
I'm too old. To be a Liam? Who do you think I am? Who would I think that I was?
Yeah, no, and if you tried to, I'd definitely remind you.
Unless I'm hiding from everyone, I'm not changing my name.
I'd remind you of that time that Madonna wanted us to call her Esther.
The nerve.
What the fuck?
She's notoriously on one, so I think
we can... Oh, she's batshit crazy.
We don't have to... That's not a good example. not a good example. It'd be like
but my point stands.
No. There are other, like Prince. Prince tried to be, I'm a symbol now. An unpronounceable symbol.
Okay.
Faggot, whatever.
The artist formerly known as Prince.
Drag. That's high drag.
I know it is.
High camp. I'm going to go post-verbal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was that post-verbal?
Yeah.
Like post-verbal communication?
Uh-huh. I'm going to change my name to just an incomprehensible sound, but if you heard it, it'd blow your mind.
Oh. We mentioned The Simpsons later, so here's a good ender. I watched the first Treehouse of Horror.
And
is great.
Delightful, right?
And the aliens,
Cronus,
like, what's your name?
Kang.
And they said, in order to pronounce our name, we would have to rip your tongue out.
Treehouse of Horror is a fucking staple. It's the snatch game of The Simpsons.
You're right, though.
But backwards, because, you know,
yeah,
time. But it's it's like, I can't wait for this season. If the Treehouse of Horror is good, the whole season might be pretty worth it. But if it's not, it's like
okay.
Oh no. Well,
it happens.
We are going to bleed back into the past from a couple days ago when we recorded Kate's episode,
yeah.
And we did go on a big rant about cartoons, specifically The Simpsons and The Venture Brothers. I will release that rant as a bonus. It just does not fit into this episode, and it just makes it too long, and I'm not trying to torture everybody.
Yeah.
So I will put that out sometime soon. I'm just gonna polish it up, and enjoy the rest of this episode. Hi, us from the past.
Y'all have fun back there.
Hello.
What's it like having hope?
Why did you do that last week? I know what you did.
Have a good night. Wait, why are we saying bye?
We'll be right back.
I think so.
In the past, I'm getting a nosebleed. Three, two, one, and we're back from another break.
So many breaks.
We have to have breaks. Otherwise, we would ramble, Greg. And we don't want to do that, do we?
No.
We like to stay on topic here. This is a professional podcast. It's scripted.
We have a producer.
We do. It's Ronald McDonald. Sorry.
There's not even a Ronald McDonald figuring within eyesight. You couldn't pick something that was in the room.
Well, I was thinking of Meghan McCain. And then I said his name instead. We don't have to talk about why I got there. You know I have a beautiful mind.
That's a great movie.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, he can write on the windows, but when I do it, I have to leave the library. Other Greg.
Damn it.
Your other Greg. I did try to go surprise him at the library the other day. We had like a half day at work. And I was like, I'm going to go to the library and get some comic books. Closed. Closed. Oops. Fully closed. The whole thing. And I was just like, I just wanted a book. I just wanted a little book. I just wanted to read something. Okay. Let's talk about episode 22.
Yeah.
Born to Run. This is a Kate episode. Our favorite.
Yay.
We're going to have to add so many things to the list of things she can do that she's an expert at. Not even like it's a hobby for her. She is a professional at these things.
It starts out with Box Dye, and Box Dye is not your friend.
Oh, that fucking blonde wig they had her in. That was bad. It would have been more effective if she'd gotten in the shower, still with the blonde, and then you see her take it off in the shower because she's fully enveloped in something now. She can take it off, let her guard down.
Right.
Step out as a new person. That would have been so much better than you telling me that she had this thick head of blonde hair that had absolutely no scalp showing. And then all of a sudden she's got like normal people brown hair. Did she thin it out in the back?
That's the box dye.
That's what's lost. That's my what's lost on me. I'm going to save it for later. We'll get back to that. God damn. And also she's wearing cargo pants. 0 out of 5 stars. The whole look is a boot. I can't. I hate it.
She's supposed to be hot.
She's supposed to be hot. She's not a blonde. Oh my god. Remember in 30 Rock? The sexy baby. She's blonde. She's the blonde wig. She takes it off and she's a brunette. She's like, I'm going to have to go red now. And Liz goes, ooh, that's not really your complexion. That's how I felt with Kate with the blonde. I was like, oh, Kate, not for you. Not for you, sweetie. Oh, God. All right. What else is happening in her dumb flashback? She gets a letter that makes her cry.
Oh, God.
I don't know who sent it to her. Tom, her friend? Yeah, Tom, I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Apparently, according to the Lost Wiki, which do not ever look at, Greg. Don't go there. It ruins everything. Okay, I swear. Yeah. There is, on the bottom of each episode's page, there's a section called Unanswered Questions. And they rarely, they have, there's one or two, but it's like, who the fuck wants to know where the milk came from? Like, why are you asking that? Sure. But one of them on this one was like, who sent Kate the letter? It's never confirmed. Because when she's talking to Tom, Tom just
didn't know about it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So, weird. Well, okay, I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
It was JJ.
It was a meta letter. But she says her name is Joan Hart, which is hilarious because Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah.
And her mom was played by the aunt from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Hell starring yeah. Melissa Joan Hart. That's fabulous. And Willow Pill from Drag Race Season 14, Out of Drag, looks like the other aunt.
Does she?
Yes, she does. Caroline Rhea? Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks just, it's like, why?
That shouldn't be possible.
We're overlapping the metaverse. Like, there are no new ideas under the sun anymore. Absolutely. We're just recycling current celebrity faces, but from like 10, 15, 20 years ago. That's how out of ideas we all are. The world's broken.
I think you're right. You're right. Yeah. There was a little, you know, blurb article the other day that was like, these are the top 10 anticipated movies of 2022. And I think three of them weren't
franchise
or superhero.
Yeah. Well, most indie films don't typically have a big marketing lead up. No one's anticipating them because no one knows about them. They come out in the dark of the night. The right person mentions it, and then everyone, you know, follows suit. That's typically how that works.
Right.
Like, there are some really, really good indie movies, or not even indie, just like not franchise, not reboot movies that have come out in the last 10 years, but like they don't market that shit unless it's based on the director. And I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
I like some Ridley Scott movies, but some of them stink.
Some of them really do.
Woo!
You're absolutely right.
Ugh. God, what the hell are we talking about, Lance?
Yes, that's what this
Kate, see, this is what Kate does to me. Full disclosure, I fell asleep in the middle of this episode for about 15 minutes probably, and I woke because I woke up and it was still on.
In the middle of it, I wrote, she's capable of anything, obviously. I don't know what that was a reference to.
It doesn't matter, because it's Kate. She can do anything she wants. If she says she can build a net, she can build a net.
Sailboats.
She can sail. She can. God damn it. Where did I write that?
Yeah.
I wrote that in here. Kate wants on the raft now. She knows how to sail. Oh, good.
Oh, good.
More things she can do. I love when she can just...
But I wrote she can sail and she can do anything separately. So I want to know what the other thing was. Somebody asked
my... not be a good daughter. We'll say that.
Ooh, her mother was literally terrified to see her.
Yes. Her mother's name is Diane Jansen.
Diane Jansen.
Apparently.
Fucked up.
She does visit her in the hospital. She sneaks in. And when her mom finally sees her, and Kate's just trying to say, like, hi, it's me, mom. She is like, help! Freaked. Goop.
Yeah.
Gag.
It escalates very quickly.
Yes. It really does.
Which is insane, because I didn't expect that at all. It goes from...
It does bleed into what Kate did. I will say that.
Okay.
But again... Greg, the episode titled What Kate Did is so far away. We might have children at that point. Oh. And I know, ew, right?
Oh. No.
It might be the norm. You just have to have them. It'll be so long till we get to season 6 or whatever.
Do you know how quickly we've done this?
My face got hot. thinking about it.
It's not going to be that long.
I know. If we do it the format we're doing it, we'll be fine. It's daunting. Just thinking about it.
It's a lot of television.
It is a lot of TV. A lot of Kate, unfortunately. She's in a lot of it. Kate and her friend, Tom, who helped see her mom, they dig up a time capsule.
Right.
And we find out that's where the toy plane is from.
Yeah.
And then he is trying to get Kate out of there because the cops finally find her because her mom's, you know, yelling for help. And he ends up dying in the
car crash.
Escape.
Yeah. Kate gets away.
Yes, she does. She's a good runner. She runs. That's her thing. I'm pretty sure Sawyer even calls her out on it. He's like, you're always running somewhere, aren't you?
Yeah, he does. This episode, yeah.
And then, she's like, well, why do you want to leave so bad? And he was like, well, there's nothing here for me. Implying that, she's, in his eyes, into Jack too much.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least just not into him enough. Which, can you blame anybody, dude? You've been acting like a dickhole this whole time. Okay.
Dillhole.
Fat dink. I have a note that says, I fell asleep, but when I woke up, everyone knew Kate was a criminal. And that could apply to flashback or on island. Who the fuck cares? But let's talk about what's going on the island.
Hold on real quick. When they're in the car and they're listening to the tapes of themselves.
Oh, that is cute.
I wrote, wow, they're white.
Yes, but did you not do that? Damn. You didn't like record on a blank cassette like as a radio host and do like your own radio show and an intro and then play songs that actually came on the radio and recorded them and you no? Okay. Sorry. It's just something I did. Okay. Alright, cool. Yeah, sure. No, sure.
It's fine. I did
sure. Yeah. Let's talk about it. Let's bring it up right now. Just kidding. You don't have to don't do that. I do have a note about their little recording thing. They say it was recorded on August 15th, 1989.
That's a while ago.
Which, oh my god, I was almost born. And the American date format would make it 8:15. Just like the oceanic flight.
Indeed.
And that's my note about that. Let's talk about the island adventure. This is probably day 43, 44 probably.
Right out of the gate. Who is Arts?
Right?
Everyone's like, Arts, and I'm like, I mean,
nope.
Right.
I wrote new talking character comes in and immediately sucks. And I knew he was coming. But I forgot when, and I was just like, Arts is here. Arzt. I hate it. He sucks. He's so annoying. He's wrong. He has to be wrong. I mean, we've already determined through us being viewers that this island is not normal.
Yeah.
The geography around it is not normal.
Yeah.
The science around it is not happening. So him being like, it's monsoon season. Bitch, sit down. You have never spoken up before. Why are you talking now? Very annoying. He's like a science teacher or something.
Right.
Is that what he said?
Keep calling him.
Hated him. So yeah, Kate wants on the raft now. She's trying to get Sawyer out of there because, I mean, what would Sawyer bring though? Besides muscle? I guess muscle, but if you don't know how to sail, then like get the hell out of here, dude.
I did literally write always on the run.
Always on the run. Me too. Always the runner. Bitch, look at us. You can't. This is a visual medium. Locke finally shows Jack the hatch.
Oh, God.
And we do get a good new view of the hatch. They've dug up quite a bit.
And Saeed offers the best bit of advice,
which is.
Have you noticed that it's not designed to be open from the outside? Don't fucking open it.
You're so smart.
Yeah.
You're so smart. Oh my god, Greg. This is why we're watching this show. This is why I picked you to do this with. Because okay. I was like, no, Greg. Greg gets it. He'll get it. I love it. I'm glad they're showing more of it. Because just a door in the ground is like, is the whole island hollow? Like, it just leads too much to the imagination. Right. I like that it's like, no, this is a structure that's been buried, and you do not want in. There is no door on the outside. But that could mean, it could go either way. It could be, it's trapped in, or it's trapped us out. You know what I'm saying? Could go either way. It's It's spooky. It's ooky. Michael is suddenly in pain out of nowhere. I thought it, I was like, appendix? No.
No,
poisoned.
Yeah.
He was poisoned.
That's what I thought.
Turns out, sweet baby Kate gave Son an idea to poison her husband so that Jen wouldn't go on the raft.
Yeah.
But accidentally, Walt gives Mike the poisoned water. Right. So Mike's in pain. It passes. It's not like a super bad thing. But like, where are they getting these things to drug and poison people? What are they crushing up? What are they making it out of?
What? Trees?
Herb.
You know, like how aspirin comes from a tree and stuff?
It comes from a white willow bark.
But Sun's very good at herbs.
Yeah, but it's not like she brought, like, the that one kit that we have hidden in a mountain somewhere of all
I
the
know.
Seeds. It's not like she has that.
I know.
What is that called?
Seed vault.
Yummy. For some reason, I always think, oh, no, that's just from Superman. No.
No,
that's a real thing.
A real
thing. The building it's in looks like the Fortress of Solitude for sure.
Yeah.
Smart. Ants can't even live there. It'll never go bad. Antarctica?
Yay.
They're so marginalized. Okay. What else
they
is going on?
Antarctica in this episode.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's the only piece of land south of us, Antarctica. So that's why you want to go north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. I see. I don't know things like that. I when he said that, I was like, okay. Nerd. How do you know that? No one has a compass that works here.
No.
But
they're ignoring that fact. Everyone's conveniently forgotten.
But they're basing that on off of Australia.
That's true.
They don't know where they are.
They're not sure.
They've been off course. They were off course for thousands of miles.
Yeah.
They could go south and hit Australia again. Mm-hmm. You never actually find out geographically where they are. Oh. What? Sorry, my Google device thing just popped off at me. It was like, I don't understand you. I don't understand you either, babe. You never listen to me.
Oh, mine thought you were speaking to it now.
What did I say? Who cares? If your device goes off, I'm so sorry. Leave us a like. Leave us a review. we have a review or two. I checked. Analytics.
Let's talk about that when we're done the episode.
Okay. Sorry. I just remembered.
Thank God you remembered.
Thank you. So, yeah, we find out Sun is the one who poisoned the water.
Right.
So Jim would stay, blah, blah, blah. But, again, where'd she get it? I still don't know that. And then Walt admits that he doesn't want to leave the island. He was the one who burned the first boat.
Yeah.
He is kind of creepy.
The
music gets real creepy.
Yeah. He's real creepy this whole episode.
Tell me. Tell me more.
Where is it? Walt's just constantly on a roll with the weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, I burned the raft. And then he's like, don't.
Yeah, and he doesn't know about the hatch.
Yeah.
How does he know?
Yeah, he touches John.
Well, wasn't it someone who said, has Walt... in the special episode,
yeah,
wasn't there a note, wasn't there a quote about, like, things are weird around him?
Yeah.
And someone was like, has Walt ever been somewhere he shouldn't be? Or known something he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is like a trend with him.
Yeah.
He's a creeper kid. Mm-hmm. Children of the Corn.
Oh,
honestly.
Absolutely. It's creepy as shit.
He's creepy. I have a couple of little... I have one or two trivia things about this episode.
Yeah.
We see a moment where Kate is burning a picture out of a passport. It's not hers. It is the woman who drowned earlier in the season that Boone could not save. Her name is... Damn, I forgot. I did not write it down. But we will remember her forever. And the fact that she had brown hair and was close in height enough to Kate. But that was kind of smart of Kate. She's a career criminal. She was like, no, let me find this dead bitch's passport. I'm going to burn her face off. And that way I can say, oh, it was me.
This episode had lots of sexy conflict between Sawyer and Kate.
Mm-hmm.
So much drama. And yeah, let's not forget Total Drama Charlie Island being a deer in writing songs. So soundtrack by Drive Shaft.
Yes, greatest hits. Yeah. They have to have more than one.
Yeah.
You all, everybody. Oh God, it's so awful.
The heat's clearly getting to everybody, by the way.
Oh, sweaty.
Yeah. Whew.
Sweaty bitch island.
God, they are just at each other's throats and sweating everywhere.
Yes. And have you ever noticed that it's mainly just around their necks? No one ever gets tummy sweat. Yeah. That's the first place I sweat is my little gross Austin Power T zone on my chest.
Yep.
That is the first thing that bleeds through. Never pits, never my neck. Sometimes my back. But it's Florida. What am I supposed to do?
It's always like that.
I'm German. Get also, away from
Sun
me.
Sun and Kate bonded so much this episode.
They did. I like that Sun's becoming more of a character.
Yeah, it's nice to have the language barrier broken
finally. Absolutely. Like, whole new character. And I feel like she got bangs overnight, too. I noticed a lot of people changed outfits this episode.
They
did. Looked either Kate cleaner or dirtier than before.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack looks like shit after giving all that blood.
They did a great
Still
job
looks like
that.
Shit.
Yeah.
And, Kate was like, when he woke up finally, she was like, here, eat this soup in this big-ass coconut bowl. What kind of soup?
Where'd you get it? How'd you make it?
With what broth? You haven't had boar in forever.
How'd you make stock?
Did you just put fish in hot water? Like, what are they called?
What are you talking about? Describe them.
The little mussels. They look like marshmallows.
Scallops.
Scallops?
Yeah.
I always want to say, what's the green onion?
Scallions.
Scallions. That's too close, babe. That's too close. But they're good together.
Yes, they are.
Ah!
Yes, they are.
So what's that about? Big Scal up there.
Let me tell you.
Telling us what to eat and how. Okay, sorry. I have just one thing left to say. Some nicknames we got.
Yes.
From Sawyer. He calls Kate Puddin. Love it. I'm a big fan of Freckles, though.
Me too.
And he calls Jen Sulu, which... racist, but Daniel Dae Kim has been two different characters in the Star Trek universe. Never related to a Sulu character. I did look it up to make sure. Never a Sulu, actually.
Okay.
But
who is he?
Oh, I have no idea. But no, I was looking just for Sulu, babe.
Yeah, but
just looking. Daniel Dae Kim. He's probably in two different franchises. If not, one franchise with two different character makeup things. I don't know. All I know is he's a beautiful man. I love him on the show. And his English has gotten a lot better. On the character. Not Daniel Dae Kim. Daniel Dae Kim is very, very fluent.
He made an episode guest appearance in an episode of Voyager. And had a recurring role in 3 episodes of Enterprise's 3rd season.
There you go.
There we go.
Are you happy?
I am.
That you know that?
Yeah.
Will you sleep well?
It reminds me, I've never seen all of Enterprise.
Well.
Yep.
Is that something you should feel bad about?
Nope.
Thank you.
I didn't like the show.
Yeah.
Every franchise has something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. I never finished Torchwood from Doctor Who.
Oh, you didn't, huh? Not a fan.
I don't watch Doctor Who for that. I appreciate that it's like the darker side of Doctor Who. Sure, put sex in Doctor Who. I don't care. But at the end of the day, it is a kids' show.
Yeah, it is.
It's their PBS. Mm-hmm. So it felt edgy just to be edgy. And it felt like most episodes that I watched felt like X-Files ripoffs.
Ooh, I wonder if I feel the same way after having seen X-Files.
I still love Jack Harkness.
Who doesn't?
I mean, shit.
Yeah.
He popped up and I was trying to do a Doctor Who catch up recently and he popped up again and I was like, yay! I still haven't watched the last. They just did like a 5-episode season and apparently it's very, very good.
All right, I'll watch Jody.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about this review? Rating?
Rating? Oh, we got rates. We got ratings. Oh, yeah. We got one not through any app. It was just a friend texted me and said, hey, babe, I just want to let you know. She has a newborn. Sweet baby girl named Elliot. So cute, right?
Oh,
That's the cutest fucking name. That. Shout out to Elliot. Hey, girl. Elliot. Apparently, when she gets upset in the car, my good friend will put on our podcast, and Elliot calms down. And she doesn't know if it's one. She was like, I don't know if it's Greg's voice or if it's your voice. But one of y'all puts her to sleep. So I'm going to say it's both of us.
I'm going to say it's both of us.
I would like to think that.
But we know canonically you don't have much experience around babies.
Who? Who are we talking about? A what?
What?
Ew. No, I, whatever. I don't have to explain myself. I don't have any kids. I ain't tied to nobody. So ratings and reviews. Right now we have a 5 out of 5.
Oh, I love it.
Based on 4 ratings. Thank you so much.
Oh.
It won't let me look at all of them, but we have one comment that said, enjoying the show. Can't wait for new episodes. Oh. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we have new listeners too.
Yeah.
I nabbed 2 in person the other day. When I checked our analytics about an hour before you got here, we had 3 unique listeners this week. Ooh. It's Tuesday, bitch. That's exciting.
I love it.
And we have we have 2 Canadian listeners. Someone from Nova Scotia and someone from somewhere else. I forgot.
You forgot?
I'm going to say Ottawa.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
You know this reminds me of something.
Celine Dion.
No.
Okay.
No. It reminds me of a thing I found out recently about syrup. We've got a couple minutes.
Okay, go.
Did you know that Quebec makes 2/3 of the world's supply of maple syrup?
I did know that. It's one of my trivia questions.
Okay. And did you know that recently they had to tap into the reserves?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old money syrup.
Yeah, we're talking about like football, you know, football stadiums.
Are we going to be out of syrup one day?
Honey, they had to tap into it and they had to give away half of the reserve this year because of how bad global warming has been on the syrup cycle.
Well, syrup is going to have to get in line. There's so many things going wrong right now.
So
Taco Bell has wings, Greg. It is the end of the world. Or is that not? Is that a joke? Do you know about this?
What's happening?
I keep seeing a meme on Twitter. I don't know if it's a meme or... Oh, no, it's a meme. It's on Twitter. Of people being like, don't get the Taco Bell wings. And then it's like them eating them and then them in the hospital. And then people are making jokes like, don't get the Taco Bell wings. They're raccoon ankles or whatever. Like,
I saw that they had them and I was like... Nah.
But are they real? Is that really on the menu?
Yeah,
wings.
It's really on the menu.
Oh, God. Yeah. I thought it was a joke.
No, honey, no.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, about a month and a half ago, I read we were in a wing shortage and a chicken tender and chicken shortage. And then all of a sudden, Taco Bell, who famously does not have real meat, has wings? Okay.
Okay.
Subway's going to happen tomorrow, too. Unidentified fish sandwich and wings.
Oh.
No, not chicken wings. Wings. Trademark.
Oh, God. I don't like how any of this is going.
Yeah, we're doomed.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'll have to make some wings at home then.
I bet some of those crazy exotic sounding birds on the island from Lost would taste pretty good. I wonder what polar bear tastes like. Minty? Because Christmas?
Or like Coca-Cola.
Oh, just the pussy. Oh, no, that's awful. It's supposed to be Pepsi Cola. I know. I butchered that whole thing. I'm so sorry. That's disgusting. Yeah, it would taste like Coca-Cola.
Okay, let's give this a break.
All right.
And we'll find out what's lost on us.
All righty. I do think Lost is good TV, though.
It is good TV.
I think it's good TV. Because I have... I'm cursed with knowledge of the future. Season 1 seems so small to me.
Yeah.
So today, I was thinking, why was the show such a big deal when it popped off? But then I put myself in your shoes of, you're just now here. You're just now at this episode.
Yeah.
I had no idea what the fuck was going on. I was like, how does this go on for this long? How does this show keep going if the goal is to get off the island? We're about to do that, it looks like. What's going on? And I remembered, like, that's just fucking good TV. When I remember watching it for the first time and just Glued.
Yeah.
I called out sick for a few days because I had to finish. You just had to? I needed more time. I had to process. Bitch, this show's so fucking... It's solid. It's solid. We love it, and that's why we're about to tear it apart for a minute. You think so?
Please.
Should we get there?
I think they expect it.
Let's talk about what's lost on us. This is our segment we try to remember to do every episode, where at the end of the episode we talk about something that just eludes us. Something's not sticking. It's lost on us, if you will. We each get a minute to complain. And then, yeah, you guys can tell us how wrong we are or agree. Leave more comments. Reach out. We're on Twitter at D&G Initiative. Find us. Start a conversation. I keep trying to. But it's just me and you. So, just us two retaining each other. It's just we're in a vacuum talking about Lost. Oh, that's this. Fun. Okay. Would you like to go first?
Yes, I will go first.
Okay, Greg, your What's Lost on Me minute starts now.
So you're telling me that out of all these main characters, pretty big cast, no one has baby experience? Poor Charlie is just left to wander around that island with a screaming baby in his hands while Mama gets some well-deserved rest, and not one person he encounters goes, oh, wait, I have an idea. Oh, let's try this thing.
Let me give you a hand.
Because we're two people, you and me, and you know nothing about babies.
Right.
But if you had a baby around, I would help you with that baby.
Right.
Because I know a lot about babies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So where are they? Where are these? Hello?
Hello?
Is everyone also just shutting themselves off in selfishness? Oh, I don't want to deal with that. Not a screaming baby on top of everything else.
You have 5 seconds.
Anyways, death to all of them, because none of them are good parents.
Death to all of them, Jesus.
Actually, that's a recurring theme of Lost.
Death to all of them. No good parents.
No good parents.
Okay, some thoughts on that. Would you, after seeing all the drama that's been happening with this core 8 group of people, and not you or anyone else you're interacting with, decide to fuck around with any of that? Would you be like, this pregnant bitch has been kidnapped and is crazy right now, but her baby is around. Yeah, let me get involved. Let's get closer.
No. Actually, I would. I'd be like, oh, I'll take baby duty. You know why? Baby duty gets you out of everything. Oh, I can't help you. I'm holding the baby.
Oh, I came as soon as I heard the baby. Yeah. I had the baby. Sorry.
Exactly.
That's smart. I guess that's smart. They're all playing smart. And also, they're not getting paid to talk or do anything else. So they're going to fuck off in the background, putting basket from over here to right over here. They're braiding those ropes for God knows what, Greg.
What'd they use them
for? Maybe they built that device that was going to cut off Boone's leg. They're not doing anything else. They're not helping with the baby. I feel you. I understand. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hold on. I need to wet my whistle.
That's it.
Hey, Ned. Ned needs to give me sweet kisses before I start talking. Because he's not involved. I know. Pobrecito. Ay, baby. Okay. I think... Oh, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
God bless her. I hope she sleeps well tonight, knowing she robbed a Golden Globe from Ned for that act. Lay down, stupid. Okay, whatever. All right. I think I have mine. Are you going to time me?
Yeah.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good to go.
And here we go.
What's lost on me is that scene in Kate's fucking episode where she goes from her blonde wig to the brown hair that we know and love today. I know I touched on it earlier, but do they really think even a casual viewer would not notice that bump it on every side of her head in that wig? Because it's so thick. It's so full. No one with blonde hair is hair is that thick. It's just science. They naturally have thinner hair. I'm sorry. Look it up. It's so it's just so stupid. It makes no sense. It doesn't look like her at all. I thought it was Shannon, honestly, with like a wig or something. I had no idea. Anyway, are we to believe that by dyeing all that, she somehow thins out all of her hair? It is also cut. We don't see her cut her hair. They don't give us the Gone Girl moment that we need. I know that didn't exist yet, but I needed my Gone Girl moment in the bathroom, and we did not get that. And Kate, fuck you. What'd you do?
And that's 1 minute. I did the first thing that I thought when I saw that wig was Dawn?
Dawn?
From Titans.
Oh my god, her hair is big as fuck too. Cause that is a wig. Unit. That's a unit. That is four storage units of hair on her head. Mm-hmm. Listen. Hair on TV and movies is not hard to do. Wigs are not hard to do if you just look up how to do it right. And when you take these Party City or yarn looking ass hair wigs and like they do this crisscross pattern on their scalp to make it look real, and it's like even more noticeable that it's a wig because it's
let me say this though.
It drives me crazy. It drives me crazy.
I was watching the X-Files the other day, and some character was supposed to have hundreds of dollars in their hand,
mm-hmm.
and you could clearly see that they were $1 bills.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that when that episode was first broadcast, you couldn't tell.
Yes.
Because way
before. Oh, yeah, you're right. Anytime I try to rewatch Buffy now, I'm like, oh, God, the horror.
Oh, that HD remaster they put on Hulu?
You can see everything. I mean, every string that they use to lift somebody. Anytime it's not that person, you can tell now. Anyone waiting in the dark in the background, you can see them now. You shouldn't have been able to before.
I'm sorry to anyone I've mentioned this to before, but there's a reason I'm not going to buy a 4K remaster of Lord of the Rings.
No.
It's because I've seen the images from it and it doesn't look right.
I watched The Hobbit once and I already know it's all fucked up. That movie is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. It physically made me sick.
We were wrong.
I think Michael and I got like 30 minutes into where we're like, I can't look at it. It's making me sick.
Couldn't do it.
It's so nasty. Nasty God. Film. Ugh. I hate it. I'm mad. On this high note.
Everything's ugly
and cinema sucks. Don't watch TV. Throw it away.
This has been Waldorf and Statler.
Nah. Hacks. All of them. But shout out to Hacks. Winning the Golden Globe, baby. Not that it matters. Ew.
Gene Smart, GOAT.
God, what is it? The Emmy that matters?
If you don't know who Gene Smart is, fix it. Fix it right
now. My earliest memory of her is the Brady Bunch movie.
Designing Women.
Good for you.
Yep. OG.
When that came on at Nick at Night, I was like, it's time to go to bed. Designing Women's on. It's late. I stayed up for Facts of Life. Girls. I loved it.
Did you watch the live in front of the studio audience?
No, because I loved the show.
But Norman Lear was like, yeah, we're going to do this.
Jennifer Aniston was in it, and I said, baby, what did you do? And you have Apple money. You have Apple TV Plus money. What are you doing?
She's having fun.
Good for her.
Everyone had a lot of fun.
Let's take it away.
It was good.
She's in the next conservatorship. She can't be trusted. Oh, but I did read today. The Free Britney crowd. Now that Britney's fully free.
Yeah.
And good for her. She's doing whatever the fuck she wants, and she should. They have focused their attention on Nichelle Nichols. Because she is also in a conservatorship.
Yes.
Which makes me sad, because I met her a few years ago. The day Leonard Nimoy died, I met her. She was a wreck. I was so sad, and I was like, I'm so sorry that I waited in line to meet you. My condolences. And she was like, what do you want? It's nothing. I don't want anything. I just wanted to shake your hand, and I left. I didn't pay for a picture. I didn't get an autograph or anything. I felt so bad.
You did the right thing.
I think so. I don't regret it.
Yeah.
I regret wasting her time. Poor thing.
Legend.
Let's get her out.
Well, yeah, it's a tricky thing because there's a conservatorship that they want her in that she's not in.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that said I read an article, I read the headline, and I found it on Twitter.
I've read.
You know this about me.
Why do I watch too much of
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was about to say Dateline. No. The West Wing. Yes. Yeah. I think maybe four times tonight you said, I was watching the X-Files the other night and had four different episodes you brought up. So, bitch, brava.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on right now.
Good for you.
West Wing watch is going to happen later this year with the midterms.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. I know it.
I'll probably rewatch Veep. That's what you should do.
You're right, I should.
Ah! Fuck that. Fuck any drama. Put on comedy. And that is the goal of this episode. Fuck the drama. Fuck the drama. Put on a comedy. Watch Veep. Just go watch Veep. All right, Greg, we are out of time. We're out of time, I think.
Let's go to bed.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Yep. Let's get out of this studio apartment. I'm just kidding. I have a lovely home. Please don't judge me. I think next week is Exodus. That's the title of the finale.
Yeah.
According to the wiki, it's 2 episodes, but according to Hulu, it's 3. Okay. So yeah, we'll watch all of it.
Yeah, we will.
And we'll come back and we'll wrap up this fucking first season, baby. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
What do you think is going to happen?
Nothing.
What?
Because Abed's uncontrollable Christmas.
Oh. Ha! Ha! Woo! Gregory? You know what? Have a good night, everybody. Good night. We're ending it on that. I love you all. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.